Today is the 5th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is the Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, I'd really appreciate it if you consider subscribing to the podcast. That's 99p a month. That's probably about $1.25 a month. And your support would really be appreciated as we go. It'll go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going for a lot longer. But if you'd like more information about the podcast, or you simply want more information about how you can support us, all the different ways, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Creator God, we glimpse your beauty in setting sun, mountaintop, and eagle's wings. We sense your power in thunder crashing, lightning flashing, and ocean's roar. Creator God, we praise you. Precious Jesus, we see your love stretched out upon a cruel cross, and we stand in awe at your sacrifice. Pure love poured out for humankind. Precious Jesus, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we see your power in lives transformed, hearts on fire. We listen for your still small voice, comforting, guiding, calling. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Amen. 2 Samuel 24, verse 16. But when the angel stretched out his hand towards Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented concerning the evil and said to the angel who was bringing destruction among the people, "It is enough. Now stay your hand." The angel of the Lord was standing by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth, and in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. Have you ever wondered what you might see if you were able to lift back the veil and see into the spiritual realm? I wonder how different it would be. In our passage today, David is given a glimpse into the spiritual realm, and it scares the pants off him as he sees the consequences of decisions that he's made. And what he sees is a big old angel hovering between heaven and earth with a sword stretched out to Jerusalem, about to destroy Jerusalem. And the angel that he sees is bringing God's judgment on Israel because of David's pride and David's sin. But what would you see? Well, Ephesians 6 makes it clear that we are at war. So if we're looking into the spiritual realm, I think we would see angels of God doing God's bidding. But we would also see the angels that have rebelled against God doing their utmost to disrupt the plans of God because we're at war. But one of the things that stands out for me, not so much about the spiritual warfare thing, but about this passage, is the obedience of the angel. He surely must have known that what he was doing was hurting the people, but he was obedient to God. And it got me thinking about how different our world would be is if we were as obedient to God as the angel was. But that, again, that could fill an entire discussion on another day. One day, God may give us the opportunity to see into the spiritual realm. And I hope that when it does, it encourages us to see how God is working his plans out and encourages us to come before God and repent. Because sometimes I wonder, is that the only way we're going to get people to see what's happening? We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 2 Samuel 24. It's the final chapter of the books of Samuel, by the way. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. For the final time this week, our Bible readings are taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel 24. Again, the angel of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he incited David against them, saying, "Go, count the people of Israel and Judah." So the king said to Joab and the commanders of the army who were with him, "Go through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, and take a census of the people, that I may know how many there are." But Joab said to the king, "May the Lord your God increase the number of people 100-fold, while the eyes of my lord the king can still see it. But why does my lord the king want to do this?" But the king's word prevailed against Joab and the commanders of the army. So Joab and the commanders of the army went out from the presence of the king to take a census of the people of Israel. They crossed the Jordan and began from Oreah, and from the city that is in the middle of the valley towards Gad, and on to Jazer. Then they came to Gilead and to Kadesh in the land of the Hittites, and they came to Dan, and from Dan they went around to Sidon, and came to the fortress of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivites and Canaanites. And then they went out to the Negev of Judah at Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came back to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. Joab reported to the king the number of those who had been recorded. In Israel there were 800,000 soldiers able to draw the sword, and those of Judah were 500,000. But afterwards David was stricken to the heart because he had numbered the people. David said to the Lord, "I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, O Lord, I pray, take away the guilt of your servant, for I have done very foolishly." When David rose in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and say to David, thus says the Lord, 3 things I offer you. Choose one of them, and I will do it to you." So Gad came to David and told him. He asked him, "Shall 7 years of famine come to you on your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your foes while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days' pestilence in your land? Now consider, and decide what answer I shall return to the one who sent me." Then David said to Gad, "I am in great distress. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great. But do not let me fall into human hands." So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel from that morning until the appointed time, and 70,000 of the people died from Dan to Beersheba. But when the angel stretched out his hand towards Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented concerning the evil, and said to the angel who was bringing destruction on the people, "It is enough, now stay your hand." The angel of the Lord was standing by the threshing floor of Arauna, the Jebusite. David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth, and in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. When David saw the angel who was destroying the people, he said to the Lord, "I alone have sinned, and I the shepherd have done evil. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, be against me and against my father's house." That day Gad came to David and said to him, "Go up and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arauna, the Jebusite." Following Gad's instructions, David went up as the Lord commanded. When Arauna looked down, he saw the king and his servants coming towards him. And Arauna went up and prostrated himself before the king with his face to the ground. Arauna said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" David said, "To buy the threshing floor from you, in order to build an altar to the Lord, so that the plague may be averted from the people." Then Arauna said to the king, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what seems good to him. Here are some oxen for the burnt offering and the threshing sledges, and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. All this, O king, Arauna gives to the king." And Arauna said to the king, "May the Lord your God respond favorably to you." But the king said to Arauna, "No, but I will buy them from you from a price. I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. David built there an altar to the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being. So the Lord answered his supplication for the land, and the plague was averted from Israel. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words of scripture. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for those services that we have in churches that provide food and other things that people might need. Let's pray, shall we? Loving and almighty God, we pray for all who work to combat a food crisis, for agencies and local community organizations. And in particular, we pray for those in positions of power. May they act with wisdom and compassion, bringing relief to those who suffer now and moving us towards a world without hunger. We pray for our sisters and brothers caught up in a cycle of poverty and hunger, for parents struggling to find food and seeing their children go hungry. We pray for ourselves. May we share generously from the abundance that you've given us and join our voices with those who call for an end to poverty. May lives be saved and rebuilt with hope for the future. Father, we pray that we might act in your name and be an instrument of your grace. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.